Enjoy.
Good morning, Album Rock Radio fans near and far, and welcome to Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. My name is Ron LaRussa. Welcome to our first regular show of 2023. I hope you had a great holiday season. I've got some news today to share about the show. Also, back to our regular features, some music news. Got This Week in Music History, our one-hit wonder, and of course, Phil's pick, and the best rock from all eras, all ahead in the next hour. So let's get started. 91.5 WMFO.
We'll be right back.
That is Low Cut Connie from the album Private Lives. It's kind of weird to feel nostalgic about the COVID isolation period, but I actually do. That was an album that was almost a soundtrack for that period. And it really does bring me right back when I listen to it. And we also heard Chicago with Beginnings, ironically, on Rock of Ages this morning, because I did want to let you know that this is almost certainly my last Rock of Ages show. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, the station, understandably, is no longer offering DJs the chance to do their shows remotely. That was a COVID response, which really is no longer necessary or even appropriate. So I work for Tufts, and now that I'm working remotely, sometimes far from home, I have great flexibility because I can be anywhere in the world and still work. And so it's not practical for me to commit to coming into the station in Medford at a regular time every week, particularly at 8 o'clock on Monday mornings. So I decided to take what I'm calling a sabbatical. I will not be signing up for a regular shift during the spring semester. I will stay active on the air. I'll do live fill-ins and such. And if I really miss having a regular show, and which is entirely possible, I'll then resume again in the summer or the fall. But Rock of Ages in its present form will be retiring at least temporarily after today. And so I want to thank everybody who's listened and given me feedback over the last 3 years and 134 shows. And there are a few super loyal listeners I want to call out, who I could always count on for song requests, show suggestions, and even challenges to some of my stupid opinions about album rock radio and songs and artists. So in no particular order, Manny and Terry in Maine, thank you for listening. Kathy in New York, Joe in Weymouth, always there on the text line. Tom in Newton, I want to thank the council, Melissa, Betsy, and Danielle. And even Max and Reed. I want to thank RB in Connecticut, and especially my most loyal fan in Watertown, who does not like to hear her name mentioned on the air, who I believe has listened to every minute of every show. I think she missed a half an hour once and actually apologized to me. So, that's been fantastic, and of course, I thank her. I also want to say a special thank you to Phil in Watertown, who rode shotgun with me for most of the last 3 years. No matter what else he had going on, and sometimes it was a lot, he was there consistently every week, always excited about new music to share. And so what am I going to do with my free time? I've started a new project that I'm actually very excited about. My mother is going to be 92 in February, and she's lived a very interesting life that I've always wanted to chronicle and also preserve for future generations. You know, once they're gone, so are all the stories and all the history. So for Christmas, my kids and I gave her a gift called Storyworth, and it's a way to tell her life story. It works like this. Every week, we send her a question. The website makes suggestions. They have hundreds and hundreds of questions. You can use them and you can make up your own. And then we interview her and record her response. There are four of us. And so basically we're going to rotate. Each of us will do one interview with her a month. And then I'm going to take those transcripts, put them into the website. And after a year, it'll be compiled into a book, a real hardcover bound book. And we can put in pictures and everything. It's a very cool thing. Not only are we going to capture all her stories and her recipes, but it's also a nice bonding device. It gives the kids an excuse to call their grandmother every once in a while. And so she's guaranteed to get that phone call. So everybody wins. And so I am excited about that. That's what I'll be working on with my gobs and gobs of free time over the next few months. Okay, so let's have some fun. Let's get back into the music. Let's hear Phil one more time with Phil's pick.
Happy New Year! This is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's pick is Traveling Tune by Government Mule. Government Mule is an American Southern rock band formed in 1994 as a side project of the Allman Brothers Band by guitarist Warren Haynes and bassist Alan Woody. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
Just another highway song, just another traveling tune. This is sing about what you know. Well, hello, people, it's been a long time. So good to see you, how you feeling? It's good to be together, even for a short while. Nothing time over.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Gonna Listen to Her Heart. And we heard Government Mule. And the song was Traveling Tune, and that was Phil's pick for today. And once again, thank you to Phil for all his efforts over the last 3 years here on Rock of Ages. I have some music news for you. Last week, the Foo Fighters announced and confirmed that they will continue following the death of drummer Taylor Hawkins in March. They posted on social media that the band is experiencing the healing power of music, which brought them together 27 years ago, and said publicly for the first time since Hawkins died that they will remain a band. They are auditioning new drummers. On December 28th, a bandmate, Isaac Brock, announced that Modest Mouse drummer Jeremiah Green had been diagnosed with cancer, but he said that treatment is making a positive difference. However, Green died just 3 days later at the age of 45. I have relied very heavily on Rolling Stone magazine for material for the show over the last 3 years. And I had announced earlier in the month that I was going to do a couple of special shows in the middle of this month about the 50 worst decisions in music history. And for logistical reasons now, I'm not going to be able to do those shows. However, I do recommend that you read the article. I think it's online. I don't think you have to be a subscriber. But there's some really, really fun things. Horrific business decisions and creative decisions made. And so you can just look that up. On New Year's Day, though, Rolling Stone produced a list, the 200 greatest singers of all time. And I'm going to review that with you right now. In the rock genre, the top 10, first of all, there was no rock singer in the top 10 on their overall list, but here's their list in descending order of the top 10 rock singers of all time. Rod Stewart, Linda Ronstadt, Van Morrison, Kurt Cobain, Tom York of Radiohead, David Bowie, and the top four, Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, Freddie Mercury, and then the number one rock singer of all time, according to Rolling Stone, John Lennon. I don't know if I agree with that. Great performer, great songwriter, great rock star. Not sure he was the greatest singer, but hey, that's their list. So that was the rock list. Here's the actual list. Their top 10. Al Green was number 10. Otis Redding, Beyonce, number 8. Stevie Wonder, number 7. Then Ray Charles, Mariah Carey, Billie Holiday, Sam Cooke, Whitney Houston, and the number one greatest singer of all time, according to Rolling Stone, Aretha Franklin. So I don't know what you think about that list. There was blowback, particularly by fans of Celine Dion, who were outraged that she wasn't on the list. And a large group of them traveled from Montreal to picket in front of Rolling Stone magazine's Manhattan office last week. And in response, Rolling Stone said in a statement, "This is a list of the best singers, not the best voices." Interesting distinction. I'm not sure what it means, but that's their story, and they're sticking to it. No one can dispute on this list. Stevie Wonder, always loved to play him here on Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Cindy, Mama, you understand that?
No.
Well, like, I don't understand how you can, because, like, I've been to, you know, Paris, Beirut, you know, I've been to Iraq, Iran, Eurasia, you know, I speak very, very fluent Spanish. Todo está bien chévere. You understand that?
Bien chévere.
Bien chévere.
Is that right, Mama?
Yeah, because I got my shaking room on the door.
Everybody's got a thing, but some don't know how to handle it. Always reaching out in vain, just taking the things not worth having. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be standing on the side when you check it out. Your style of life's a drag, and that you must go other places. But just don't you feel too bad when you get fooled by smiling faces. But don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Mama. 'Cause I'll be
standing on the side when you check it.
I'm not afraid to die.
That is a great Monday morning wake-up song by Evanescence. It's called Bring Me to Life. And we heard Stevie Wonder, Don't You Worry About a Thing, from his 1973 masterpiece, Inner Visions. Possibly the perfect album. If you listen to it cover to cover, it's just a great experience, and I recommend that you do so. Good morning, this is Ron LaRussa. The show is Rock of Ages. We play the best rock from all eras. If you are in the Boston area, you can always listen to WMFO on the radio at 91.5 FM. If you are far away or can't make the time slot of the show you'd like to listen to, then just check out the website. We've got streams and on-demand offerings there at WMFO.org. Well, this week in music history, this week in 1959, Berry Gordy, who had a hit song, Lonely Teardrops, launched the Tamla Record Company with $800 he borrowed from his family. A year later, he changes the label's name to Motown Records. In 1969, frustrated by a film crew recording the Let It Be sessions, you know now because you've seen the documentary, George Harrison quits the Beatles, writing in his diary, "Got up, went to Twickenham, rehearsed until lunchtime, left the Beatles, went home." He, of course, was lured back a few days later with assurances that the concert would be canceled and his wishes would be respected. This week in 1970, Max Yasger, whose farm in upstate New York hosted the original Woodstock Festival, is sued for $35,000 in property damages by neighboring farmers. That was a lot of money back then. This week in 1992, Nirvana's Nevermind hits number one in America, unseating Michael Jackson's Dangerous. And this week in 2016, David Bowie dies at the age of 69 after an 18-month battle with liver cancer. In the day after his passing, his music videos on Vivo are viewed 51 million times, shattering the previous record of 36 million held by Adele after she released Hello. Most of the views are for David Bowie's last two videos, Lazarus and Black Star, which kind of foreshadowed his death. Birthdays being celebrated this week. Elvis would have been 88. He was born this week in 1935. There are actually a lot of interesting music birthdays coming up this week. Joan Baez is 82. Jimmy Page will be 79. Rod Stewart will be 78. Robbie Krieger from The Doors, 77. Kenny Loggins, 75. Pat Benatar will be 69. Mike Reno from Loverboy will be 68. Dave Matthews, 56 years old this week. And Smash Mouth lead singer Steve Harwell will be 56 this week. From his album Footloose and Fancy Free, let's listen to Birthday Boy Rod Stewart on Rock of Ages.
I was a kid at school. I messed around with all the rules. Apologized then, realized I'm not different after all. Me and the boys thought we had it sussed. Valentino's all of us. My dad said we look ridiculous. But boy, we broke some hearts. In and out of jobs, running free, waging war with society. Dumb blank faces stare back at me, but nothing ever changed. Promises made in the heat of the night, creeping home before it got too light. I wasted all that precious time and blamed it on the wine. I was only joking, my dear, looking for a way to hide my fear. What kind of fool was I? I could never win.
that grand first prize are slowly wearing thin. Susie, baby, you were good to me, giving love unselfishly, but you took it all too seriously. I guess it had to end. For the whole damn world to see. Quietly now, while I turn a page, Act One is over without costume change. The principal would like to leave the stage. The crowd don't understand. From the north, really
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Breaking the Girl. And we heard Rod Stewart from the album Footloose and Fancy Free, I Was Only Joking. Well, now it's time for our one-hit wonder, and I have to say that over the course of the show, this feature has probably inspired the most debate, conversation, argument. I've made some kind of dumb choices here, but I've always reserved the right to be judge and jury about what was a one-hit wonder. I think, though, there can be very little controversy around today's choice. Tommy Two Tone is not a guy, it's a band, although one of the founders was Tommy Heath, along with Jim Keller. They formed in 1978 and had a rotating roster of members alongside Heath and Keller over the years. Their first album went relatively unnoticed, but it was their second, Tommy Two Tone 2, that was released in 1981, that broke them nationally on the strength of this song. They released a follow-up in 1983 that did not do well. Then they went on hiatus until the mid-90s, when they released two albums that also attracted very little attention. Then they went back on hiatus until 2019, when they released their first studio album since 1998 called Beautiful Ending. When I think of one-hit wonders, this is one of the first songs that I think I or anybody thinks of. The song that forced people in every area code to change their phone numbers in 1981, Tommy Two Tone, with 867-5309-JENNY. Our one-hit wonder on Rock of Ages.
Saw your name and
Chrissy Hynde and the Pretenders with Kid. And we heard Tommy Two Tone, our one-hit wonder for this week. 867-5309 Jenny. Sadly, we are coming up to the end of the hour, our final hour here on Rock of Ages. We've got time for one more song, and we'll get to it right after this.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at She Can STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Well, I can't think of a better way to end the show than by playing the band that is not primarily, but largely responsible for the birth of Album Rock Radio. From the Abbey Road album, The Beatles on Rock of Ages. Well, that's the end of our show. This is Ron LaRussa. I have really enjoyed being here every week, and I hope you enjoyed it too here on WMFO Medford. Until we're back together again, take care.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts Freeform, and